Hi there, this is Enter the Light.
Radio.
Hello, this is Enter the Light radio show, and we are live tonight. It's Wednesday night. It's 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern, and I'm waiting for Lynn to come in and host. She's trying to as much as she can right now to get in, and we have a guest tonight, Trilby Johnson. And my name is Jan Drake Bakke. So I think I will just start off with a poem and get going. This is how we usually start anyway, poem. And I want to wish everybody a good night, and hopefully you're listening and I'm coming in. I can't tell if I am or not. Usually Lynn is the one that supervises this whole thing. So anyway, I'll just start with the poem, and it's called A Heaven Peace Poem. And here it goes. A place where there are no worries or strife to deplete us. A place where we can rest our concerns, sadnesses, and where abundance of energy is in surplus. Where time stops and flow begins. Synchronicity abounds, where love wins. Where rejection has no bearing. Where there is understanding and caring. A place where illnesses are none. Where only amazing health is done. Where friendships are made of trust. And families renew and do not bust. A place where peace and love reign on the land. No fighting, no vindictiveness, only joy where people stand hand in hand. Promised to us for eternity, starting now, heaven begins inside our hearts and will meet us later as well. That is its vow. So that's that poem. And I am getting messages from Lynn right now, trying to figure out what we're doing. She's saying that she's not able to get her mic on, and I don't have any ability to see who's in the queue to get the callers in, because I would love to give readings. So I'm just going to give it a few more minutes and see if Lynn, what happens here, and if not, then we'll just have to close it down, and it's no big deal. This happens sometimes. So anyway, I hope you're having a beautiful week this week. It's Wednesday in the middle of the week. And I have a few announcements. And I also would like to tell one little story while we're waiting for Lynn. And hopefully Lynn will be able to come back on here. But the announcements are, first of all, I want to say thank you to DC Love and Eileen Powers from the Sacred Embers team. They're the two psychic mediums and good friends of ours who started our show here, Enter the Light. And I got the name from the show that I used to work in called Enter the Night. That was a dance show in Las Vegas at the Stardust Hotel. So one thing I wanted to say, and those two ladies are amazing. They do amazing work on the radio several times a week, and they're both healers. They work with a lot of people and help a lot of people. So they've extended themselves to us and getting us on air, and I really appreciate it. So that's been, I just want to thank them, and I also want to thank the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums for putting out two more books. I've posted them on my Facebook and Twitter. The first one is called Contemporary Spirit Artists, Psychic Artists, and Medium Painters, Volume 1. That looks like a really neat book. It was with a lot of the artists in the Federation who do artwork, and they use their spiritual guidance to do their artwork. And so it's phenomenal type of painting and artwork. Anyway, that's one book. The other book is How the Best Psychics and Mediums and Light Workers in the World Connect with God, Angels, and the Afterlife. And this is another book published by Maximilian de Lafayette. Both books are published by him, and they can be found on Lulu.com, Barnes & Noble bookstores all over the world, and Amazon.com. So there we have it. I have many of the books, and they are phenomenal, and they have beautiful, beautiful information in all of them. They have pictures of all the psychics and mediums. They have articles from all of us and words that we say about a lot of different subjects. They're all interesting books about a lot of interesting things. So I really do recommend you checking them out and buying them if you're interested. Excuse me. So anyway, that's out of the way. And so I would like to I've talked to Lynn about this story that I wanted to tell. It's kind of interesting. And so now I'm reading what Lynn is telling me. So I think we're going to have to shut it down. Oh, shoot. And we'll just have to have Trilby Johnson come next week or another time. And she's telling me I should tell my story. Okay, well, actually, I have a few stories, and they're great stories. They really are. And I guess I want to just tell this one right now. I've told the other one about 50 million times about the butterfly, and I think people have heard that. And I will tell that one again, definitely. I told it on the Psychics Gone Wild radio shows, and I told it all the time. I even wrote about it, too, in one of the books by the Federation. So anyway, this is the latest story that's happened to me. I work out of the Channeling Eric Mediums, and that is headed by Dr. Elisa Medhuis and her son, Eric Medhuis, and he's in spirit. And I've been working there for a couple years now and been in the group for many years, along with several other groups. And anyhow, recently I do a lot of prayer work and a lot of meditation, and I write a lot of poetry. And I was asking in one of my meditation and prayers, asking Jesus and asking Eric, who would be one of the best singers that would be in my range, or someone that is that may relate to me and what I've been through in my life, that might be someone who could sing my songs or someone who could relate to some of my work, et cetera, et cetera. And I just I've been asking for this for a long time anyway. And all of a sudden, I would say probably, you know, within a few days, I started getting downloads, and I mean just major downloads of songs, music in my ears. And it's not that I even listen to this person very, very much, because I do once in a while, but not a lot. I just got downloads continually of this singer, of tons of her music, for days and days, and it was Avril. And so I started listening to her songs, which I'm not that familiar with. And the interesting thing is that she talks about a lot of my life, a lot of stuff that I've been through. And so I keep listening to more of her songs, and I keep finding more songs that are so relatable. And so that's been kind of interesting. I think Eric really knows what he's doing. And so I post her songs regularly now, and I listen to her music. And I've also sent her quite a few messages on Twitter and in private. And so anyway, that's just a little side thing that I wanted to share, and just to share how when we do ask for things, they will happen if we ask, you know. And so it's just kind of neat that the synchronicities of her work do go along with some of the stuff I've been through in my life, and I keep finding more and more of it. And it's not everything that she sings about is what I've been through or anything, but some of it. And so anyway, I love that, and I appreciate both Eric and Jesus for sending me all of that. So I'm going to lead with that and sign out. And Lynn is saying that it's time to go. And we will see you next week. And take care, everybody, and God bless you. And I will say, I will just share the last little poem. It's very short. It's called So Spacey Kiss. So flirty, so glitter, the universe on Facebook and Twitter. So purple, so swirly, too. The dimensions, so curly Q. So cosmic, twinkle abyss, the stars and universe, so spacey kiss. Okay, goodbye, everybody. Have a great week. Bye.